COTS Walk is coming up, and with us this morning in the studio, the executive director of COTS, Jonathan Farrell. Jonathan, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. So for anybody who's listening who may not know exactly what COTS is, could you explain to people what COTS is and what you guys do?
Absolutely. So COTS is the Committee on Temporary Shelter, maybe the most misleading name in the nonprofit world. We do offer emergency shelter, but we also offer homeless prevention, rapid rehousing programs, affordable housing. We have a team out working in the motel system these days, too, to help people navigate through that into permanent housing. So we offer a full spectrum of services for folks who are experiencing homelessness.
Which can come on unexpectedly for anyone.
Absolutely. I mean, it could be any one of us, right? We're all one misfortune away from experiencing this homelessness.
Yeah. And it happens here.
Yeah, working paycheck to paycheck, some people, mm-hmm. or health issues come up.
How many are affected by homelessness in our area?
Oh, that's great. I wish I had the number off the top of my head, but there are hundreds of people, right? We serve folks in shelter. We have 15 families at any given time, and we have 43 individuals in shelter as we speak.
And children, too. I mean, that's tough when you see that there's, you know, children are part of these families.
It is tough, and that's one of the reasons in the family shelter, we offer wraparound services for the kiddos. We have mentors come in to read to them. We have a mental health clinician on staff to help kids navigate that difficulty in schools. We have homework programs. We have a staff who keep tabs on the kids, help get them into pre-care, preschool and daycare and after-school programs.
Of course, you need funding for all of this.
Absolutely, we do.
COTS Walk. Nice segue, Mary. So the COTS Walk is happening on May 7th. That's a Sunday, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And what the walk does is not only does it raise funds, but it also helps. It's an educational walk.
Absolutely. We like to think we raise awareness as much as we raise funding.
Kind of walking the same path as someone who may be homeless.
Absolutely. And it gives folks a chance to see where COTS operates and learn about what we do in all the various aspects.
And where, yeah, and I love, and just like you said, Mike, you kind of like walk the path that somebody might walk when you're looking for, you know, when you're looking for shelter. That's what the walk itself is, right?
Absolutely.
Like 3 miles to 1 mile? How far is the walk?
Yeah, what do we expect on the day? What happens that day?
We walk about 3 miles. So we gather in Battery Park. Okay. There's always festivities going on, things for the kids to do. There's live music. You get to listen to me, but I'll keep it really short to kick it off. And then we walk through town, right, as a group, together, as a community. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And we go by all the program spaces and see, as you said, Mary, where folks might seek help in Burlington.
I also remember you put little signs along the walk that kind of keep you updated on how you've helped homeless people who are homeless and
factoids.
Some of the facts and some of the numbers. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Really no, we really want to let people know that homelessness, as we said earlier, is something that can happen to anybody. It's not just one group in the community. It could be any one of us.
Now, not only is the walk going on May 7th, but I know this month online, there's activities to do every day.
That's right. Yeah. We have an activity every day, virtual activities. Aimed especially at families who support COTS, and we want kids to be able to understand what it is and what their classmates might be going through.
That's great. So we can get started now.
It's scary. It really can't come out of nowhere. A dear friend of mine who doesn't live in this area, unexpectedly, he is 62, lost his, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He lost his job. He was a radio guy. And he started off living in his car for a little bit, and then the car was gone. And he was literally sitting outside a church at night, right, sitting outside, right. Outside,
yeah.
Outside, all night long.
Outside.
Yep, I remember
That's a scary thought.
It really is.
A scary thought, especially in the climate that we're in this area, yep. Different times of the year.
Yep. Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
We can help. We can help with the COTS Walk. It's May 7th.
Yes.
The details, where do we get the details?
The details are at cotsonline.org.
Okay.
And hope the walk, to see you all there.
The walk starts at 2. Registration's at 1 o'clock. A nice afternoon warm walk on May 7th.
That's right. It's going to be a beautiful day, right?
Yes, it is.
Jonathan Farrell, Executive Director of COTS. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me to be here.
We'll see you at the COTS Walk.